Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We're doing the chapter on the prohibition of Namima. Namima is to carry tales between people in order to cause trouble. The intention is just to stir up trouble. Person is carrying tales between people, hearing something here, going and saying it there, listening to something there and coming and saying it here. So this is something that is not encouraged, something that's not liked, something that is disliked in Shariat. That a person carries tales. And we explained yesterday in the hadith, Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a slanderer, a person who carries tales from one side to another, person who carries tales, will not enter Jannah. La yadkhulul jannata namam. Yeah, this is not a small thing. A person's desire, his whole aim in life is to make this Jannah. And Alim beautifully explains, he says, what is the biggest benefit of this dunya? Biggest benefit. Is it the gold? Is it the silver? Is it the luxuries? Is it the scenery that we can find? The wonders of the world. What is the best or the biggest benefit of this world? He says, the biggest benefit of this world is the opportunity to make your akhirat. That is the benefit of this world. If a person has taken that benefit, he's taken the benefit of this world in the sense that he had the opportunity to make his akhirat, then he's really taken the benefit of the world. So the maqsad and purpose of a person is to work towards Jannah. And a person that is carrying tales, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, La yadkhulul Jannah. This person will not enter Jannah. And ulama explained what is meant by this. He said, first he'll have to be put in Jahannam, cleansed for all that dirt and filth and evil and sin of this carrying tales. Then thereafter, once he's purified, only thereafter he'll put in Jannah. So what is meant by here? Dukhuli awwali. He won't be entered straight into Jannah. He'll have to go and rectify that mistake or that wrong that he has done of carrying tales. Allah Ta'ala save us. This carrying tales is a very serious thing. Today's hadith, an Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam marra bi qabrain فقال إنهما يعذبان وما يعذبان في كبير بل إنه كبير بل أحدهما فكان يمشي بالنميمة وأما الآخر فكان لا يستتر من بوله متفق عليه وهذا لفظ إحدى روايات وهذا لفظ إحدى روايات البخاري قال العلماء معنى وما يعذبان في كبير أي كبير في زعمهما وقيل كبير تركه عليهما. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by two graves. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was passing by two qabrs, two graves, and he said that they are being punished at present, but they are not being punished for something that was big or hard to avoid. They are not being punished for something that was hard to avoid. What is meant by this? That they were involved in two sins. These people, both these qabrs, each one of them was involved in one sin. But if you look at both those sins, the one that in one first qabr, the one in the second qabr, if you look at both those sins, you'll find that it wasn't a sin that was hard to stay away from. It was something that was easy to stay away from, but the sin itself was big. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, but it is a major sin. In other words, staying away from it wasn't big, wasn't hard, but the sin itself was a major sin. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to explain, one of them was a tale carrier, namim, or namam. One of them was a person that was carrying tales, and the other was not careful of the urine drops when relieving himself. So ulama explained that this first part of it was a person that was carrying tales, taking this person's message, that side. It's not something that's difficult to stay away from. It's not like it's an addiction or something, you have to do it. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Sometimes people just do this to pass time. We're all sitting here now just to pass time. We talk about this person, talk about that person, talk about the fourth and fifth person. Whereas we don't realize that we're actually carrying tales about a person. We gave an example that sometimes it may not even be something that is bad. The person himself dislikes that you speak about it, although it's not bad. It may be some personal thing about him. We gave an example of furniture, somebody's bought new furniture, or somebody may have bought a new car. Now, he doesn't want the whole world to know about it. It's something private he did. Now, we see it, or we hear about it, and now we want to tell, hey, you heard what car this fellow bought. Or you heard that he's got problems with his wife. Or you heard that husband and wife are now divorced. Now, what difference does it make to our lives? It may make juicy gossip, it may create more information, but that person may not be happy that people are talking about it. It's something that happened to him, although it's not a, as we explained, a fault within him. It's something that happened to him and he doesn't want people to know. Or he may be diagnosed with some type of sickness and doesn't want the whole world to come to know about it. It's something that's personal. If he wants to tell the people that is different, but for third person to tell the fourth person to tell the fifth person, now all that is different shades of carrying tales, and Sharia doesn't like this. In other words, the respect of your brother is very, very important. Don't even talk about things that are private in his life that he doesn't like. As I explained before, or as we explained before, is that there are certain exceptions where a person is a fraudster or a person is affecting the deen of people. That is very different. This is in just general life that sometimes we are sitting together and we want to pass the time, so we start talking stories, but we don't realize that we are damaging our akhirat. Therefore, this tongue is something you have to be very, very careful of. Ears also have to be very careful of. It is noted that Allah Ta'ala gives people very easy mouths, very nice mouths, for those people that are careful of their tongue, careful of their eyes. And when we say tongue, we mean tongue and ears, because when you speak, then you're listening first. And a person is speaking, then he gets to hear what he's saying first. A person looks after his eyes, looks after his tongue. And Allah Ta'ala makes it such that these people have very, very nice mouth. So if you want to have an easy mouth, this is one easy prescription. So the first thing, or the first qabr that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed by, this person was a person that was carrying tales. The second person that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed by, the hadith says, لا يستطير من بوله. One explanation is this person wasn't careful of the urine drops. Now we all use the toilet, especially people using the high pan. You have to be very careful that those drops that are splashing back, those drops are very serious. That a person is not careful about those drops, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying it was easy for you to refrain from that, but it's a major sin. In other words, you're not careful about it, it can land you into big trouble. So be very, very careful. Put adequate tissue. If a person has to use the high pan, if a person doesn't have to use it, try and use the low pan. Also use tissue, and you'll find that it will minimize those urine drops. A person should also see that after he passes urine, that he ensures that there's no traces of it in his private part. So therefore, there's something known as istibra, where a person now ensures either by coughing or some type of movement, that everything is relieved and everything comes out. He doesn't rush in the toilet. So even for the second time or the third time, is to ensure that there's not, no drops left in the private part also. That is all part of our deen. So one explanation is this person was not careful about the urine drops. The second explanation ulama gives, لا يستطير عن بوله, is this person wasn't careful about his satr. In other words, when he was going to the toilet or relieving himself, he would do it openly. How you get people in the urinals, using the urinals openly in front of everyone. There's no care about next person can see me, third person can see me, somebody coming in can see me. So a person openly is not cared about when he's relieving himself and he's now exposing his satr. This person is not careful at the time of urine. And it might sound like something strange, but few people have mentioned to me now in Arab countries they've seen in airports, etc., that they got urinals placed in the toilets. So this is not something hard to believe. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has warned us about this. So these are the two explanations that comes. One is the person is not careful about the urine drops. The other is the person is not careful of his satr at the time of relieving himself. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.